Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpert. Be blessed.
So I bring to you a word today entitled, If the Lord Says It Can Be Done, Believe It. Oh, somebody put your hands together, praise Him. If the Lord says it can be done, believe it. Who am I talking to? What have the Lord says to you that seems so tumultuous? What word have you gotten and it seems as though it will never ever come to pass? As I was getting dressed this morning, a believer called with what excitement. And she said, Senior Pastor, I know you're getting dressed for church, but I got to share this testimony with you. She said, maybe you can tell it for me because I'm not ready to stand up and tell it just yet. And she said, do you remember a while back when we wrote some requests and you burned it and you said, look at it, it's over. It no longer exists. My God. I said, yes. She said, well, everything that I had on my list is taken care of. The person said, the last thing that I had on my list was that my house would be paid off in full. She said, I did that yesterday. When God says that something can be done, believe it. I know some of you are saying now, so what happened to mine? If the Lord says it, believe it. Oh, I wish I had some true believers in the room. My premise come to you today from the book of Isaiah chapter 7 and the verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. The prophet that brought the word never lived to see it come to fruition. But if the Lord says it, believe it. God said a virgin would conceive and bring forth a son without any sexual contact. And after the birth, she will still remain a virgin because no man have touched her. It sounds impossible, but if God says it, believe it. And so the people of God forgot that God had spoken. And when the son was born, they could not recognize him. The man that was engaged to the virgin sought how he might put her. Think about how he is going to put her away secretly, because no one remembered that the prophet prophesied. Come on now. When the wise men was sent out by King Herod, they did not return because I believe that the wise men remember see it. In the book of St. Matthew, chapter 14, from the verse 15 to the verse 18, he says, there is a way. The multitude is hungry, but there is a way. And I'm paraphrasing. He said to the disciples, what do you have? A young man was there, maybe his mother said, boy, I know when you hang out with Yeshua and his disciples, they take all day, so take two fish with you. Come on, let me fry you up two fish, and let me give you five loaves of bread, because maybe the disciples may get hungry. I'm just thinking about a mother. A mother always think about somebody else. If you're a true mother, you never just think about yourself or your child. You think about the neighbor too. Oh, I wish I had some praises in the house. Yeshua says, what do you all have? Bear in mind that there was no supermarket nearby. No convenience store nearby. So what do you have? And let me tell you, the response came. Two fish. Five loaves. He looked at the disciples and he said, now tell the people. We're talking about 5,000 people. And remember that when the Bible speaks of 5,000 people, he's only speaking of 5,000 men. Who am I talking to? Which simply means that women and children were not counted. And you know, wherever you have 5,000 men, you could multiply that by 10. Because women outnumbered men, and not to forget children. Come on now. So the Bible says, Yeshua told the disciples, let the people sit in groups of 50. 50, representing plenty. Lord, 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 Lord. If he says it, just believe it. He blessed the two fish, the five loaves, and he fed the people. The Bible says, somebody say, the Bible says. They gather up the fragment. They gather up the leftovers. They didn't have what we call doggy bags. So they got 12 baskets and they gather up the fragments. The invisible multiplication. Oh, somebody give God praise. Give God praise. The problem we are having, you are looking at your two fish. The problem we are having is that you are looking at your five loaves. I've got news for you. Your two fish and your five loaves can do great things. Your five loaves and your two fish can feed multitude. Not your neighbor and said, it's okay. Invite them in. There is more than enough. Oh, somebody bless God with me. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. I would to God that we would believe God for the things he says that he can do. I get so excited. I was telling you about the architect, and I got so excited because Apostle took the word. He got excited about it when I told him that the Lord said to me, if I tell you that something can be done, it can be done. And he said to me, he said, senior pastor, He said you need to call him back and you need to say, okay, only do the back. He said, there's a way to get these jokers. So when I made the appointment and I said, I need you to come back. Remember now, and we already have a whole new drawing. Almost $5,000 worth of drawing. Oh, so he come now, he think I was going to discuss the drawings. I said, this is what we want. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord said, don't just say the back. Put the whole kitchen sink in it. And so I put the whole kitchen sink in it and just take off a couple inches. And I watched the same man that told me it was impossible. Said, you know, it can be done. He said, almost like he's getting excited with me. He said, it can be done. He said it's an easier task. And those of you that know that one of my greatest fear was that we were going to put on a $30,000 roof and lose it just like that in building. He said, you know, there is a way to get it done without you having to lose this new roof. If God said it can be done, it can be done. I hope somebody's getting hope today. I hope somebody's getting hope today. If he said there is a way in the midst of the sea, march forward. There is a way in the midst of the sea. If he says, salvation will come to the world through a son of mine. Believe it. If he said you can turn water into wine, believe it. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Maybe you don't have anything. All you have is water. Let me tell you something. You still have enough to become a billionaire. You can make a special kind of wine. Oh Lord, am I speaking to any believers out there? Am I speaking to any believers in here? Stop watching what you have. If he says your leprosy can be healed, believe it. Believe it. I wish somebody believe God with me. I heard Missionary Gail testified earlier on today, and her testimony reached me so deeply. As she encouraged the church, she said, hold on, we don't have far to go. I said, Lord, 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 Lord. I said, hold on, my child, joy comes in the morning. And believe me when I tell you that you will see your water turn into wine before that time. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Come on, come on, come on. Lift your hand and tell somebody I'm not going out like that. Come on, come on, come on. Lift your hand and tell somebody God has some better things in store for me. In this life, in this life, in this life. Get up and turn yourself around and say, in this life, God has some better things in store for me. In this life, in this life, in this life, God has some better things in store for me. In this life, in this life, in this life. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If he tells you that a donkey can talk, believe it. And that's why I am not afraid of the enemy. Because the enemy has to be what he or she was born to be. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. And I have to be what I was born to be. And I was born to conquer the enemy. I was born to be a believer of God. I was born to say it cannot come to fruition. I don't care what you put in me. I don't care what you say about me. It can't affect me because I was born to supersede that. One of the problems we have is that every negative thing that people say about us, we receive it. Rise and stand up on your feet right now and say, I denounce every negative tongue that has spoken against my life. I denounce every negative prayer that have been prayed over my life. I denounce every negative prophecy that was spoken over my life. I will arise because I was born to turn it around. Somebody give the Lord praise right there. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. There are some folks that perish in the wilderness because they did not believe that God said to Moses, make a snake out of metal and put it up and tell the people if they get stung by a snake, go to the brazen one and look at it and you will be healed. I've got news for you. This God, somebody shout, this God is your God. This God lives inside of you. So I ask you the question today, what is it that has bitten you? I ask you the question today, what is it that is dictating to you that it's over, that you can't make it? It's a lie. So I found out the problem. The problem we have as believers, we are lazy to believe and lazy to speak the right things. If you ever rise up out of your seat and begin to prophesy over your own life, stand up. If you say that what they say is false and it cannot affect you, it won't affect you. If you rise up and you decree and you declare that I am a head, I am not a tail, you will function like a head. If you get up and begin to decree and declare that some things are beneath you, it will get beneath you. If you get up and begin to declare that I will rise to the mountain, you will get to the mountain. But if you believe that the valley is where you belong, you'll never get out. Woo. I have a sister that loves to complain. And she complained and she said, and she's a real giver, you know. She said, I do this for people and I do this and nobody do this for me. I said, sister, I gave her a word last week. I said, sister, the day you stop complaining, I said, what you don't understand, if God has given you the gifts of help, the day you stop helping is the day the blessing is shut off. Lord God, help me, Holy Ghost. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? You don't understand what I'm trying to say to you. The day you stop stretching forth your hand is the day that God dry up your well. The more you give, Dr. Brown, is the more you're able to open your hand and take in more. If you have the gifts of help, you will have to help all the time. If God says it, Lord God, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. So I ask you the question today. What has God said to you? What? What did God tell you that you can accomplish? If he promised your children, they have to come. I don't care if you're 100, they have to come. If God said it, believe it. If God say that you're a doctor, you might be 98 year old, but you will march along the stage. The bottom line, yes, with your doctoral degree, the bottom line is that we refuse to act. I said, Lord, so what do I tell these people? Get up and act. Faith. Faith calls for action. You know why some of us don't see it? You have not made a move yet. You're still waiting on God to tear your roof off. You're still waiting on thunder and lightning. All you got to do is move towards it. Now, who's God speaking to in this house? Who's God speaking to in this house? Then we have the nerve not to believe that God can do things for us, but we believe that he will return. I've never seen any idiotic thing like this. How do you believe that God is going to give us a new heaven and a new earth, and there's a city that is coming down out of God? But you can't believe God to bless you with the right job. Can I talk to the house? Am I talking to the house? If God said it, all you have to do, I said, if God says it, all you have to do is believe it. He promised no more pain, no more death, no more sorrows. And we dare to believe that. Well, I've got news for you. He also promised in this life 100-fold. So I'm waking up every prophetic word. Because what we need is not a new word. What we need is action. Did you hear what I said to you? Did you hear what I just said to you? What we need is not another word. What we need is action. Stand up on your feet and begin to reflect. Ask yourself the question, what word have I gotten that I have not made a move towards? What word? What word? What word? What word? What word? What word? And I hear the voice of those of you that says, well, senior pastor, I have made some move towards some things and nothing happened. Then I want to say to you, stand in that place and call God into an indictment. You can't give up that easy. Come too far by faith. Lean in on the Lord. When the men were traveling, the prophets traveling with the major prophet, they were cooking. Somebody put a bad weed in the pot. All they did was cry out and said, Master, death is in the pot.
He healed the pot
with a little bit of meal. You have to cry out and say, it's not working. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Do you trust him? Do you trust him? The question is, do you trust him? Because anything we get that God did not order for our lives, it will look beautiful for a moment, take you up on the mountain and drop you boof in the valley. So you can crawl your way back to God. The power to change your life resides in you. And if you've never gotten a word from a prophet, then here is one from the Lord. I know the thought I have towards you. I know the plan I have for you. Say it, the Lord. Somebody says, God says it. God says it. God says it. Open your mouth and declare that God says it's a good plan. Lift your hand and say that the plan God has for me is good. And I am trusting in it. Close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes. Close your eyes and see with me. Close your eyes and see with me. Close your eyes and see with me. See with me through your spiritual lens. The plan is good. Where you are now, if it doesn't look like it, it's not it. The plan, you can still trust the plan. Lift your hand, honey. You can still trust the plan. You can still trust the plan. You were born to be a successful woman. Trust the plan. It's in the plan for you. And if it doesn't look like it, call your God into a meeting and cry out like Anna did. Until God send you a word that it is well. Until God send and send you a word that the Lord grants your petition. And trust God. Even if you lose your job, you're going to be all right, because God's plan for you is a wonderful plan. It's not a plan to make you homeless. The plan is not to deplete you. The plan is to increase you. You have to believe again. You have to trust again. Because if you are alive, it simply means that the plan is still in effect. Oh, somebody give God praise right there. I said, if you are alive, it means that the plan for your life is still in effect. So I come to find out that a lot of us are allowing people to dictate our life. You don't dictate my life. God dictates my life. And you have to let people know that they don't dictate your life. Your life is not contingent upon what people think or what people say. Your life is contingent upon the plan that is written in God's book for you. And it's good. It's good. Take heart. Get hope. Find yourself and know who you are and know whose you are. I don't have to and release yourself from the burden and the everyday stress.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.